Yes, indeed. It is Monday, March 8th, 5:30 in the evening. That can only mean one thing. If you're hearing my voice talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show is on the way. We want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. Want to remind everybody, today is Pledge Drive. We are independent. We are almost pirates in a way. We have no corporate overlords. We are of the community. And because of the support you all offer, it allows us to stay independent, connecting the community, bringing you local artists, local venues, local business, and just local dudes like us sharing our opinions, most of them ridiculous, but we appreciate y'all for checking us out. You can really help out community radio and KZFR by going to kzfr.org and pledging a little bit of money. There's a ton of gifts you can get for your pledge. And guess what? Tax write-off, baby. Oh, it's a tax write-off. So you get to do something good, and then you get rewarded for it. Guys, come on, man. How can you beat that? You get to do something good for someone you don't have to, and you get rewarded by the federal government. Let's go. Again, kzfr.org. You go there and pledge a little bit of dough. And in return, you could still hear these ridiculous voices that are about to come your way. We want to thank you again for listening, and we want to thank some of our underwriters, longtime supporter of the show, North Rim Adventure Sports, offering bicycle sales and rentals, cycling apparel and equipment, and a bicycle service shop. North Rim Adventure Sports features Trek Bicycles, USA, and other brands at 178 East 2nd Street in downtown Chico and at NorthRimAdventure.com. Got a packed show for you today. So, with no further ado, ladies and gentlemen, let's start the show.
We talking about practice. Not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up. We just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that? Man, we talking about practice. We talking about practice, man.
Yes, indeed. You know the drill. Talking about practice. Coming to you live once again, FM 90.1 KZFR in the heart of downtown Chico, California. Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your host, Drew. Got my man, partner in crime, co-creator of the show in the building, Derek Isomaki.
Yo, what's good, party people?
And of course, we got our resident degenerate, Mr. 1-800-GAMBLER, the one, the only, Rudy.
What's up, people? Let's go.
Oh, wait. I don't have your mic on. Let's try that again. That's my bad.
2 weeks in a row.
Yep, my bad.
What's up?
There we go.
Let's go.
Oh.
I mean, he's got one time to speak into the mic, okay?
Yeah, just give it to him. Okay?
Yeah, my bad. Yeah, my bad.
Seriously. Ruin it.
You got 5 seconds of fame, dude.
Yeah. Let's go. Let him bask in it, okay?
Make it count.
I apologize, guys. My bad. We got a packed show for you guys, like I mentioned. We have the return of Coach O. We got Rudy's picks. We got a little business spotlight I'm going to do. Of course, our foreign correspondent's going to join the show. Talk about a big weekend in UFC. We'll update you on some soccer. And of course, we got our TBP Hall of Fame and much, much more. So, With that in mind, knowing that we have a loaded show, let's get right to it. Last night, we had the NBA All-Star Game. All-Star Weekend, all jam-packed into one evening.
I'm not going to lie, I kind of like that. Give me one day of it.
Just, instead of like a four-day ordeal.
No need to build up for everything, like especially because they try to build up, have one night dedicated to dunk contest, one dedicated to, well, I'm taking a three-point dunk, they're on the same day. But still, it's like, all right, just wham-bam, get it through.
And no one needs the celebrity game. Can we all agree on that?
That was the weakest game ever out there. We don't need that anymore. And I'm not going to lie, the dunk contest for me, kind of dead as well. Like, there are no new dunks out there anymore. At least these guys aren't the ones that are going to produce the new dunks for us. They are actual NBA players and have to work on their actual craft that's not dunking. And we're just seeing them. We've seen them all. They're not doing anything that's like, oh, man, that's crazy. And the one that won was kind of baloney. So I'm just like, eh.
Okay, I have some suggestions on how we could fix the dunk contest. Now, we've talked about before getting street hoopers involved and all that, and I still think there's absolutely some credibility behind that, and I think it would be make smart business sense. However, we want to see stars dunking. So, you know how we have two players draft teams now? I think those two teams should then draft three players a team for the dunk contest. Now, it doesn't have to be members of the All-Star team. It could be your 12th man off the bench. But I think that would put the onus on some of these players. It would motivate players like a Zion Williamson, I mean, maybe back in the day, like a LeBron, to actually participate if your peers are wanting to see you in the contest.
Maybe that's the case, but I still feel if you couldn't get him in then, I just feel the dunk contest for these guys, there's nothing new happening out there anymore. I've seen them all at this point in time. And when they get creative, it's just like a dog and pony show, and it's just not fun anymore.
A dog and ponytail.
Yeah.
Could have said it better.
It is not. It's just like, oh, Dwight Howard puts on the Superman costume and walks out a telephone booth, and it's like Superman. Wow. Like, I don't need that.
Okay.
Dunk the ball in aggressive fashion.
To be fair, they only had three participants this year with a condensed schedule. Yeah.
Oh,
well. They only had three, and then beyond that, not having fans during the dunk contest,
it's
really
always
hurts.
Yeah.
You know, that really hurts because the fans' energy is what kind of...
It does, but at the same point in time, it can kill you as well. Because if you don't perform well in the dunk contest and you don't get any hype whatsoever, even if you just do your dunk, let's say you do a dunk and it's just a basic dunk, which you saw a couple of basic dunks this dunk contest.
Yep.
And you get nothing from the crowd. That's pretty demoralizing too. Like, yeah. Oh man, I still dunked and I got nothing from y'all. What more do you want from me?
Probably even worse.
We want more. Like, it's unfortunately we've seen enough dunks out there. They've already been, like I said, they've all been done before at this point. I don't like, you know, no one's like flash in the pan, like, my goodness, that's crazy.
And I forgot the dude, I think it was Cassius Stanley, who couldn't pull off a dunk, so he just switched to a regular dunk. Just threw it up, jumped really high, and threw it in, which is pretty much, it could be an in-game dunk, except he's never in the game. But here's my advice is, don't ever bail on the dunk. Can you guys ever think of one time when a guy tried to pull off a dunk, couldn't pull it off, and then switched to his backup, and everyone's like, oh, tens across the board. We know you couldn't get the dunk you wanted, and so almost no matter what, it's going to be a letdown.
I mean,
thanks for that, Rudy.
Yeah, I mean,
What do you want from me?
who was it, Daryl Armstrong, that laid up in the dunk contest?
Yes, that's right.
That's pretty much what that Rudy did right there. He just laid up in a dunk contest with that. Yeah.
I looked directly at Rudy and went to him for anything, and he gave me a
layup right there, baby. It's never worked. It never will work. Unfortunately, it's a, you know, shouts to all the guys that have gone before you because they've done it all. You know,
yeah.
I mean, Obi Toppin had probably the coolest one of the night.
Thought throwing it between the legs.
Yeah, that was probably the coolest one. And he didn't even win. So
no,
and he had a guy that tried to kiss the rim
and didn't. Yeah,
if he did, that would have been dope.
Yeah,
but you didn't, and it was like, eh. He was like, you kissed the air. It was a stupid looking picture, and the fact that that won. I was like, I'm over it now.
And I was tired of seeing it on Instagram 400 times.
Yeah.
Like, the dunk, he got up.
No, he got up, no doubt.
But not high enough to kiss the rim.
Not close enough, man. Sorry. Yeah. Not there.
Yep, I'm with you.
I mean, you pretty much just like saying, oh, I kissed a girl. That's pretty much, I kissed a girl. Yeah. No, you didn't.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, no. You kissed her cheek, maybe.
It's like kissing your cousin, pretty much.
Okay. All right. So after that display of three-point shooting, I think it's obvious that the All-Star game, at least through quarter, at least in one quarter of the game, needs to bust out some 4- and 5-point shots.
I mean, it was dope seeing the behind the actual half-court line Dame take off from there.
Yeah.
And just drain it like liquid Drano, no problemo. And
there was back-to-back plays when Dame came up and hit one from half court, and then Steph on the very next play, obviously back-to-back would imply that was the next play, comes up and drains a half-court shot. That was awesome.
But at the same point in time, I kind of missed when it was just like high-flying action, you know?
Yeah, I'd rather see the dunks, 100%. Yeah. I'd rather see the dunks.
No doubt seeing, you know,
dunks and alley-oops.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for. I didn't get that many of them. And the ones I did get were really lackluster. Like, they were throwing up to Chris Paul. That's dope that you can see Chris Paul. But I don't want to see Chris Paul dunk because the guy can barely dunk.
Yeah.
All right? That's not a dunk.
He rattled one home. I was
he grabbed the rim and put the ball into it.
Yeah.
That's what he did. He didn't dunk it.
I was happy to see it.
No doubt.
It was a fun moment.
But that was like one of the few we got. Like, I want to see that one to be like
highlights of the whole game. You're right.
I mean, everything else was like throwing up to a big guy, and he was just like, oh, I can just slam it home really easily. Nothing, no crazy acrobats happening. Everyone's just trying to chuck up threes because it was just like, that's what we do nowadays.
Yeah, well, and I think this All-Star game obviously watered down with COVID. A lot of the players didn't even really want to participate in it. LeBron played terrible and didn't even bother to play in the second half, which I don't really blame him, especially in this season. He has no Anthony Davis. The Lakers, he has the highest usage rate in the fourth quarter, and he's taken the most shots in the league this year with 4 seconds or less on the shot clock, which tells you the Lakers, without Anthony Davis, they just defer to LeBron. We don't know what to do here. You do something.
I mean, it's a typical LeBron team. So, you know, it's any different. You know, that's what he does.
It's his whole career, yeah, too.
Every team he's gone to, he's been, I got you. Yep. I put the team on my back, though.
And it works.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah, I mean, but they just won a championship.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think LeBron, it was a lackluster All-Star game overall. The NBA All-Star game is my favorite of the four major American sports All-Star games. But I knew this one with all the players, not all the players, but a good amount of players, at least voicing that they weren't super thrilled to go there with COVID going on. You knew it was going to be,
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I went in there to the product knowing what I was getting. I liked the fact it was all one day. Like, hey,
I
one
like
day
that
pack,
too, yeah.
Watch it all. That's all you need. Don't take up any more of my weekend than you have to with this bogus stuff that you try to put on as a show. And, yeah, it's, you know, like, hey, that dunk contest, like I said, over to me at this point. I can't, you know, unless you change it up dramatically.
They should just bring players out of the league in the dunk contest.
Yep. Yeah, street ballers. Yeah. Professional dunkers.
Exactly.
Yeah.
To show them what's up.
Yeah. That's what that's how you could do it, too. You could do Team Durant. He gets to draft three professional dunkers.
Anyone.
Team LeBron gets to draft three of them.
See, that
and
would
then
be
they
dope.
Get to put down, you know, money
cool
for a charity.
See.
I think that would be awesome. And those dudes, that would be the opportunity of a lifetime for them. So everyone wins.
It's a win-win
Adam
situation.
Silver, holler at us. We got you.
Up, we got so many for him right here. Come on,
let's go.
You're letting us down.
Really is. Once again, you are tuned in to FM 90.1 KZFR. This is Talking About Practice. Make sure you go download the pod. Like, review, rate, subscribe, listen, or don't. We don't really care. We just need the numbers, so go download that immediately. Go to kzfr.org and pledge whatever you can. It helps us out, helps the station out, helps us to continue to grow and give more and more people an opportunity and to connect our community here, which is super important to the show and is something that is really important to all of us here on the show. Also, happy birthday to Kaylin. She always takes great care of us over at Frankie's, so shouts to her. And oh, yeah, follow us on TBP, Not a Game, Instagram. I think that's enough promotion.
I would say shameless self blah. Shameless.
Yes.
Self promotion. Right?
There we go.
Done. Yeah, got through it. Baby.
There we go. There we go.
Gotta do it.
Speaking of shameless self promotion, let's promote the fact that Tacos won the TBP Hall of Fame last week.
Which is, it's crazy. Like, I'm pretty much speechless right now.
I mean, you shouldn't put up moms anymore, man. I don't know why you're trying to do
wait
that.
Wait till Mother's Day.
Stop it right now. You're too much of a mama's boy. I get it.
Yes.
Stop with it, though. Okay?
Fine, all right.
You're just doing them justice, and you're not very good at this.
Each week we nominate...
you're right.
We nominate items or people or things to the Talking Bell Practice Hall of Fame. And apparently, a lot of y'all hate your moms and puppies, apparently.
That's unreal,
because you guys did not vote for moms yet again. But this week, we have a new opportunity to change that. Ladies and gentlemen, the TBP Hall of Fame.
A place reserved for unquestionable greatness. A title worthy for only the very elite. A prize many will vie for, but only one will win. Each week, this is the TBP Hall of Fame.
That's right, y'all. The TBP Hall of Fame. We're back. Back at it. Rude Dog, do you want to lead off?
I might as well.
You've got to get something worth your fighting chance.
Yeah, let's switch
right
up this lineup.
Duds left and right like moms.
My nomination this week is Girl Scout cookies.
All right.
Okay.
Girl Scout.
Right. Everyone's good. Not yeah. just one type, 100%. All of them.
Okay.
Every type
I mean,
of Girl
there's
Scout
some that
cookie.
Aren't worthy of being
For
eaten.
For sure.
At
that's
all.
Why I'm not going to, yeah. you know, single one out.
Yeah.
All of them.
Look at you, Samoan. Sorry, I can't do coconut.
Me too.
I
Thank
can't
you.
Do coconut, man.
I don't like coconut.
I know they tried to change the name. To something else, but the Samoans. That's what
the Pacific called. Islanders.
Yes.
That's an even weirder name for a cookie.
I'm pretty sure they name it to something else. I think they're like.
I think it's still the same, isn't it?
No, they changed
oh,
it.
Yeah, that's cultural appropriation right there, man. Oh, you can't say right. Samoans.
I don't think that's why they actually changed the name. But
I don't think Samoans is what we're talking about. Are they the same? Is it?
I don't know.
The Samoa is not the same as a Samoan.
I know that, well, yeah. but I'm just saying, like, do they the name Samoa they had for the cookie? Didn't come from? Did it come
from
them?
That? I don't
no.
know.
I don't think so.
I believe it was the last name of. We don't know.
There we go. Yeah.
My God. All right.
Getting to Girl Scout cookies, nothing about right
vote
now.
Vote him. Let's get this W. Let's
Brad's go. Nomination this week of the same vein: chocolate cake.
Interesting choice. Okay. Huh.
Well, wow. it was. Backpacking in the mountains before that, and I said, "All right, hold this L, Brad."
I mean, I did what's it called? Road trips, and that got to put up a fighter's chance out there. So
yeah.
you know, backpacking might work. We have a crowd out there, an adventurous soul out there,
especially
listeners.
Yeah.
I feel yeah, they love
All
the
right,
outdoors
well, Brad,
and shit.
Shame so, on you for changing
yeah,
your
yeah, that's
with
bad,
the guns,
bro.
Man. Chocolate cake's gonna lose. Yeah. That's all I know. For me, I'm putting up. This is a strong contender for me right here. Barbecue.
Oh, man. You might take the
yes.
cake on that one.
Yeah. Throwing out barbecue, that's probably one of my favorite styles of food out there. I could probably barbecue like...
We were just talking
100%,
about barbecue.
Like, I could three times a day, 7 days a week, 365 until the rest of my life. I'd die a lot sooner. It wouldn't be a very long life because
yeah.
I ate so much barbecue. Worth it, though.
No
100%
doubt.
Worth it.
You might take it this
I
week,
could,
dude.
I could slather in barbecue sauce.
I don't want to picture that. Yeah. Now I already did. Yeah. It's too late, and
I mean,
I feel gross.
Not the wrong barbecue sauce can definitely kill it.
No
so
doubt.
The right barbecue sauce, it's got to be. Like that Bullseye's BS? No, thank you.
Yeah,
no,
I'm
no,
with no. you. Okay. Barbecue, that's
no,
a good one.
No, yeah.
All right, this week I nominate the sound of opening a fresh can of soda. That and then the little fizzy.
Okay.
All right. Okay, wow, so putting on a sound.
Yeah.
Sound. That's
sound.
A,
yeah.
That's right. a new one.
That's a super underrated sound.
I mean, it is a classic
it
sound.
Is.
No
it
doubt.
Tell
it's
me
refreshing.
It's not satisfying every time you hear it.
I want to get a can right now and
yeah.
open it up.
I mean, I do love, I mean, that was as a kid growing up, like, soda is yeah. probably one of my weakest points. I'm trying to give it up. It's like,
yeah.
hard, I haven't had, don't have that much soda anymore, which
yeah, same.
Props to me for being able to have that strength, that willpower, the struggles I go through giving up soda, guys. You guys should just give me a little pat on the back from that one right now. I'm really... I'm having a hard time over here. I need a little root beer in my life, y'all.
This guy's soda, guys. Please.
A little root brewski goes a long way.
Some soda.
But just talking about it gets me going, you know? Just want a little soda. No, but I miss it. And that sound is great.
Yeah, it is. It is. Underrated sound. Speaking of just amazing sound, just phenomenal sound, very tone deaf sound, but just absolutely incredible. Pastor Stuart Allen Clark this past weekend gave a sermon in which his theme Well, we'll see if you could pick up on the theme here.
Why is it so many times that women, after they get married, let themselves go? Why is it? Why do they do that? Here's how way too many women are. I got him now. The chase is over. Hey, that's where you're wrong. The chase ain't never over. The chase ain't never over. And by God, if he don't love me the way I look now, he ought to look at his own spare tire in the mirror. Now look, I'm not saying every woman can be the epic trophy wife of all time, like Melania Trump. I'm not saying that at all. Now, most women can't be trophy wives, but you know, like her, maybe you're maybe a participation trophy. I don't know, but all I can say is not everybody looks like that. Amen. Not everybody looks like that. But you don't need to look like a butch either. Hey, here's something you need to know. You need to know this. Men have a need for their women to look like women. Hey, sweatpants don't cut it all the time, huh? Wearing flip-flops and pajamas to Walmart, that ain't going to work. Ain't nothing attractive about that. It ain't. And men want their wives to look good at home and in public. Can I get an amen?
Amen. Wow.
Wow. Oh, hold on. That is my favorite part.
Can I get an amen?
Just unbelievable.
Wow.
There's no real like societal point I need to make on this. This is why I don't believe in cancel culture, because sometimes you got to let an idiot just speak so the village can recognize this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, I'm just saying that's got to be a tough sermon to listen to if you're a woman. Like, God telling you, you're ugly. Get better looking. Okay. I can't believe I created this ugliness
as
right
he's
now.
Staring at
what about the one? What about the one?
Can I get an amen?
And the one guy who's like, amen.
There's got to be every woman looking at their husband like,
yeah.
I bet you won't say it. Yeah. Bet you won't.
Exactly.
I dare you.
It's a long ride home after that.
Dare you.
I mean, that pastor's put a lot of guys in tough situations right now because, like,
he
no matter what.
Sundays for
you know? Sundays are usually a good day for some guys, and you're not getting the good Sunday action anymore if you give them that topic. That's not a very good topic to go home to. I'm just saying, like,
can I get an amen?
Amen. I have to hold on to that gem.
That, yeah.
Can I get an amen?
I can't. Oh, man. Well, good luck, Pastor Stuart Allen Clark.
I'm sorry, ladies. On this International Day of Women, where we're recognizing you.
Yeah.
Y'all had it tough. I am.
Really difficult.
And you also have, like, the heaviest burden ever in life. That is the burden of life. I don't want to say burden. Responsibility. That sounds better. Burden
to create life.
Yeah, to create life. That's you. Amen. And I am sorry, women, that you have to listen to pastors like that sit in a pulpit telling you that you just need to get better looking for your husbands. Which,
can I get an amen?
I couldn't agree with you more. Ladies, we love you. We appreciate you.
Of course.
A lot more than Pastor Stuart Allen Clark does.
1,000%.
And if you're not going to Walmart dressed in pajamas and flip-flops, what is wrong with you? Yeah. Like, why aren't you going to Walmart dressed that way? That's the way everyone should be going to Walmart, Target, all of the above. I mean, I wish we could all go shopping. I wish I didn't have to look good when I went into Safeway.
Can I get an amen?
Preach, dude.
I never do, actually. Joe's seen me in my Safeway best, and it's usually right after the gym. So
that's
how it should be. I'm just saying. You should go to the Safeway after the gym.
Wait, last time I saw you, you had a Flipside hoodie on.
And I was rocking. I had a bandana over my
that's
head,
true.
Too.
That's
and
true.
I was rocking, I love your bandanas.
So, I had a sweatshirt.
You always rock.
I was rocking, bandana, and I had a
I don't know.
On.
You looked great to me.
You always look great.
There we go. Thank you. Appreciate it, Rudy. Yeah.
All right. Well,
can I get an amen? Yeah, no.
Can I get an amen?
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor. Appreciate you.
Oh,
more to you.
Well, as many of you may know, some of you might not, when I'm not here, Sunday evenings, I host Flipside Radio, the world's greatest hip-hop show, right here on FM 90.1 KZFR every Sunday, 9:30 to 11:30. And we premiere. Every week we bring you new hip-hop, I bring you some local acts, and we just nice little mix of hip-hop. And you also might know that over the past, 6 months or so, we here at Talking About Practice have formed a bit of a relationship with coach Ed Orgeron from the LSU Tigers, head football coach there. Coach O has become, I don't want to say friend, but friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
We know him. He's one awesome to lend dude. A voice to us on time to time occasion. So we appreciate Coach O and his well doings for us, you know?
That's right.
Great guy.
And so with Les Miles being in the news, we reached out to Coach O to get his opinion on it. And all Coach O wanted to talk about was hip hop. Here is our conversation, a little soundbite of our conversation with Coach O from this past weekend.
Go Tigers. Just want to say that first and foremost, go Tigers. But, you know, also big fan of hip hop. Love me some hip hop. But I don't know if you know Drake. Yeah, he dropped a new album out there called it Scary Hours. Ain't nothing scary about Drake, though. Ain't nothing scary about Drake. Drake don't know scary. The only thing scary about Drake is he might run into his son and he wouldn't even know. That's the only thing scary about Drake. But you know what's scary? America's Most Wanted by Ice Cube. That was scary. He knew scary. Rolling with Lynch Mob, scary. Can't Fade Me, that was scary. Once Upon a Time of the Projects, that was scary. That was some good hip-hop back then. Love me some Ice Cube. That was when hip-hop was good. Drake, ain't nothing scary about Drake. Nothing scary about Drake whatsoever. But, you know, go Tigers. Loving my Tigers, go Tigers. But, you know, Ice Cube, that was scary. Go Tigers.
My favorite part of that is
ain't no scary about Drake.
One more time.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
Coach O knows how to deliver, you know? He does.
Yeah, it's crazy that I didn't know Coach O was so passionate about hip hop.
His 90s hip hop, early, late 80s, 90s hip hop in particular, I think. That's where he's reigned supreme.
Very passionate.
I'm right there with him, too, so, you know.
Yeah, no.
Maybe one of these days we'll talk some football with us, but, you know, we'll take what we get from Coach O.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
You can't expect anything else.
Busy man, you know?
Really?
You can't.
Busy man.
It's like a pot of gumbo. You know it's going to be good, but you never know what's inside.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
Coach O's the truth, man.
Oh, man. We're going to have him back more often. The fact that he just answers the phone every time we call is
just pretty cool.
Pretty wild. Yeah. The fact that he's learned how to work Zoom, too, is.
He's got it down right now, you know? Yeah. The guy is.
He's coaching, a legend.
He's a coach in college. You got to know what the kids are doing these days, you know?
No
doubt.
You got
to be fine tuned in the world of technology.
No doubt.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
Oh, man. This is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California. We are people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Want to take a quick break, doing a little something new, I guess. I kind of have introduced it in the past, but Beats Business and Life. Keep you up to date with what's going on in your local business community. I'm putting together a bit of a podcast trying to highlight some local businesses. So, Beats Business and Life. Let's get into it. Beat is by Jordan Joseph. Shouts to him for lending his talents to the proceedings. This week, I just wanted to shout out Melton Design Group. Got to meet with Greg Melton of Melton Design. They're doing a bunch of good work. We're going to have him on the pod here soon, so you'll be able to hear a bit more about his story. But they're designing Hope Plaza up in Paradise, helping rebuild Paradise. They helped build and design DeGarmo Park. And I'm actually going to volunteer with them. They have Rotary Park coming soon here in Chico. Obviously, COVID delayed that a bit. But I'll actually be out there at the end of the month planting some shrubs and trees and whatnot, so looking forward to that. And Life. We handled the Beats part. We handled the business part. So Life. Quick little life hack for you guys out there. You want to stop losing socks and having mismatching socks? Buy the same socks. Splurge once a year. Drop $100. Buy socks for the year. All the same brand. All the same color, you'll never have mismatching socks again.
Facts.
Just, I mean, isn't that what people do all the time? Like, do people get different colored socks out there?
I think most people do.
I mean, I'm just saying, do you not get the basic, you know, 8,000 packs of socks in that one thing, you know, when you go to Target or whatever?
I mean, I have black and gray socks.
Yeah.
But they're not each the same brand, so, okay. You know.
I mean, Costco is like, I feel like they only have one brand at Costco you can get.
The Puma socks?
Yeah, that's that.
Yeah.
That or, like, I'm getting some Nike tube socks, you know, and, like, one and the same.
Yeah, well, what becomes obvious for you?
Yeah. I guess that's true, that's, I can't expect that from everybody else right now. My genius does not transcend boundaries.
That's true, that's true.
You're a smart young man, I'll give you that.
That's what my mom tells me.
Oh, there you go.
Once again, this is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. We're in the midst of our pledge drive. We appreciate each and every one of you who has pledged so far. We know the pandemic has offered tough times for all of us, and many of us are going through some financial troubles. But the station has remained resilient. We've been here through the fires. We've been here for 30 years. We've been part of the community, bringing you local acts, putting on local shows, being of the community, for the community. And so help keep us independent. Go to kzfr.org. Drop a little coin, a couple bucks here or there. Really goes a long way for us. Plus, you get cool prizes. And again, it's all a tax write-off, baby. I don't know how much easier I can make this for you. It's a tax write-off, son, okay?
If you have any questions with that, I got you.
Yes,
So if you're trying to launder some big lots, big amounts of money, just donate it to us.
Yes, launder it through KZFR. Yeah.
I'm a CPA. I know what I'm doing.
Yes. Rudy has some tricky accounting he can do to make your books look amazing.
So if you need them cooked, he's a really good chef.
Exactly. Once again, want to thank some of our underwriters, longtime sponsor of the show, Pull and Cyclery, providing self-propelled transportation and non-polluting recreation. Pull and Cyclery has been serving the Chico community since 1918 at 801 Main Street in downtown Chico, and they can be reached at 342-1055.
I'm going to have to go in soon to get a new tire because it's bike riding season right now, boys. I'm heading up to a good old Mount Lassen right now, and it's a delicious ride. Oh, it's a great time. And
you're riding your bike up to Mount Lassen?
Well, not all the way up there, but I ride it up 32 a good amount. Okay. Like, I go past Forest Ranch.
Like, and that is aggressive, my friend.
I mean, I'm not Lance Armstrong in this place, but, you know, I have two balls, so I can't be.
Okay.
Shots fired.
Why don't you update the people on the news going on around the world?
When news breaks in the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for the news. Now, I have a new hero in life. His name is Dan Jewett. Now, for those of you who don't know the name Dan Jewett, the perfect type of hero for me. Someone you don't know about but has done amazing things. What has Dan Jewett done? Well, he bagged himself the richest woman in the world. That's right. Jeff Bezos' ex-wife has got herself hitched.
Oh, what?
Dan Jewett. And he is just a teacher.
No way.
Dude's a teacher. A science teacher. Good old science teacher. High school science teacher. And he has gone up in the world.
Wow.
I'm sorry, not the fourth richest woman in the world. Got to give the proper hierarchy to the proper three out there. Jeff Bezos' wife. You're not.
Yeah.
You're not there. Sorry. Yeah. But still, fourth richest.
Close enough.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. She's a babe. Jeff Bezos' wife?
She's cute. Yeah. She's a fox.
She's.
Good for that, dude.
She should have been every dude's number one.
Yeah, true.
I mean, Mackenzie Scott, that is Jeff Bezos' wife. Ex-wife. Now it's Dan Jewett's wife. I mean, is he going to take on her name? Like, I feel like you should take on her last name.
With that money, like, you kind of have to.
You could take on her first, last, middle name, whatever. Mom's maiden name.
That, or I feel you got to do at least like a Jewett Scott. Like, that's actually kind of a cool last name. Dan Jewett Scott. Yeah. That's actually pretty dope. So you got to do the double last name with a hyphen in there. Yeah. I'm all for that action, right, in the marriage world.
God, so he just shot up the rankings.
Dude, for that I mean, teachers. Are we going to start off with cool gig already? Get 3 months off in the year to start
the best schedule known to man.
Fantastic. Yeah. Tough job, I know, and you don't paid enough. Beside the point. Yeah. Still have three months off during the year. And you got yourself that, babe.
Oh, man.
$53 billion. I'm sorry. Billion.
Billion with the B.
I almost took the guy out a couple of legs. $53 billion.
Billion.
Wow. Billion. Oh, man. So, Mr. Jewel, I'm sorry, did I say Jewett? Jewel.
Oh.
Jewel, yes. Stan Jewel. Jewel Scott. No, wait, Jewett. It is Jewett Scott. Somebody can't. This article I'm reading has editing issues. Like, literally, they really do. Okay. that being said, I want to be, that's like the prime gig right there. Yeah. I'm now going to be become a high school teacher in hopes that one day my Mackenzie will come looking my way.
Someone worth $56 billion will just swoop you up.
Yeah, just come around, you know. I won't
chance
even,
of that, probably
does,
pretty good.
It doesn't have to be $56 billion or $53 billion. Honestly, I'll take $53 million, honestly. I'll cut my legs down a lot. I'll take the $53 million with you.
You know, I read somewhere today that she is the fourth richest woman in the world.
Yeah, I did say, I did correct myself in that. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, fourth richest woman in the world. Yeah.
It's insane.
Shouts.
Yeah.
Respect. Happy International Women's Day, ladies.
Right? Yeah, for real.
If you're okay marrying a dweeb for a little bit of time, you can get a lot of money from him.
It was worth it at the end, right?
Right. I mean, do you think it's worth it, though?
I don't know.
He doesn't think it's worth it, right? I mean, he doesn't really... That's probably...
He gave away 50-something billion dollars, and he's still the richest dude.
Yeah, he's still up there.
He's doing
still, like, for guys like that, though, like, every penny counts. Like, literally. Like, they're Scrooge McDuck. Like, I picture Jeff Bezos jumping into a pile of money on a daily basis and swimming into it. You know? And, like, spitting
gold
out coins. You know? Yeah. Like, he's straight up. He's got a pool of money. Like, he has to. If you have that much money, you're kind of required by law to have a pool of money. I believe it's written in the book.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, the book of being a giant. I can't say that word. Damn. Yeah. Oh, man, we're not in the pod right now. I could have really gone down.
Yeah.
I
got real nervous. I got real nervous.
All right. Okay. So glad enough of, man, Mackenzie Scott.
I need to see a picture of this girl.
That sorry, doesn't sorry, help guys. The radio audience. Radio.
But it helps
Derek,
out.
Just for you guys she's out in radio boss. Land, Derek just turned the computer screen around.
You know, I'm not going to lie. She actually resembles a very good friend of mine down in L.A.
Oh.
That she could be, but she's not worth $53 billion, so it's not worth it anymore.
Yeah, not at all.
You had a chance, girl, but you're not $53 billion, okay?
All right, do you have any other news?
I got another one, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, one more, God. Yeah. I could have gone that road for a little bit longer, but you know what? Enough's enough. Because what better way to pass time than break as many Guinness World Records as you possibly can? That's pretty much what David Rush does. Now, David Rush has broken more than 150 Guinness World Records. That's like preposterous. And I looked them up. They are the stupidest records you could possibly imagine. Okay. So he just most recently got one for passing a beach ball between him and another person. They did it 4,169 times without it dropping. Okay. They had to be 6.5 feet apart from each other, and they passed it 4,169 times for the Guinness World Record. Now, I had to do a little research on this guy and some of the records that he has, because this guy has 150 of them. What are we talking about? Are there even 150 records to have in life? No, apparently there are. Okay? This man has the most 10 peas eaten in 3 minutes with a cocktail stick.
What? That's just hard to... I can't even imagine.
Most leaves raked in 1 minute. At 15.725 kilograms. That's 34.667 pounds.
That's a lot of leaves.
Like, did you, like, I mean, that's the thing. Like, did he just happen to find a tree that had a bunch of leaves he could rake up? Like, hey, count it off for a minute. Or you just dump a pile of leaves and, like, rake. I'm just saying. That's. I didn't think that's possible right there. Okay, this is a great one. Most socks removed blindfolded in 1 minute. 70. 70 is the answer. That's what he did it in. 70.
Right.
Yes.
So then
most cream-filled biscuits stacked in 30 seconds. So pretty much stacking Oreos.
Where do you find this?
This is what David Rush does. He wastes his time by breaking records in my life by searching up what they are. So David Rush, I appreciate you and your attempt to become the most in your accomplishments of the most minute task. Most baked beans eaten in 1 minute with a cocktail stick. He loves eating things with cocktail sticks. Give him that. Like, okay. You want me to go on? I got a little bit.
No, not really. I think we got it covered.
Yeah. Most bites taken from three apples while juggling in 1 minute. 164.
Yeah. No, I think we're good.
All right.
Can we go to That's my news. Okay, great.
Yeah.
All right. Rush, yeah. each week we bring on our foreign correspondent, Aaron. Aaron, hello.
Happy International Women's Day, guys.
Happy International Women's
should've
Day.
Should have married Rich, Aaron. You should have married Rich, okay? You could have been Mackenzie Scott over here.
I'm going to leave that to you, Derek.
I know. I'm planning to. That's my only hope in life at this point.
Not going to do much else. No. So
At this point in time, I'm just hoping I land amongst the sky at some, you know, where the moon, okay?
For our sake, I do too.
Hey, if I come up, you too, okay? You have to think about that, all right?
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, true.
All right, Aaron. So we bring you on the show each and every week because we're lazy here and we don't pay attention nearly enough to sports, even though we're a sports show. So you break down the things that we weren't paying attention to. So please help us out. UFC this past weekend, I know a lot happened. I'm now starting to get more and more into UFC. But can you give us some of the highlights, some of the headlines from this past weekend?
Yeah, it was pretty exciting. We had three title fights that happened, so that means there were three rounds of 25 minutes, which was pretty crazy. The biggest fight of the night, I think, was Israel Adesanya, who was fighting Jan Lankowicz, and they were fighting for the light heavyweight title. Israel Adesanya was trying to be a dual belt title holder. Unfortunately, he lost, which was kind of a big deal. The second title fight was Amanda Nunes against Megan Anderson. That fight was a huge letdown, although Amanda Nunes dismantled Megan Anderson easily. So, you know, it wasn't that much of a surprise. Amanda remains a dual belt holder. And the big fight of the night was actually the first title fight. And this was Petr Yan versus Aljamain Sterling. And again, belt fight. This was fight number one of the three, and it kind of overshadowed everything because Petr Yan is winning. Just like you can tell, and based on scorecards, Petr Yan is winning. Well, Aljamain Sterling is down on his knees. Petr Yan throws an illegal kick or an illegal knee to Sterling's face. And as it turns out, they call the fight. Belt goes to Sterling, and Petr Yan, who is the belt holder, loses by disqualification. So it kind of overshadowed everything, but it was very interesting to watch, and the aftermath was even crazier.
Yeah, can we talk about the aftermath and his reaction to it?
Yeah, so it's crazy because immediately when it happened, Joe Rogan, Daniel Cormier go, that was an illegal knee. That was totally illegal. That he should not have, like, they're stunned that this has happened. Well, they finally call the fight because Sterling is basically dying, just cannot catch his breath, cannot stand up. Well, Khabib Nurmagomedov apparently tells Daniel Cormier, hey, over in Yan's corner, they were saying he could throw the kick. And they said it in Russian, and Nurmagomedov understood. He said, I heard in the corner. So Joe and Daniel Cormier were like, whoa, that's kind of crazy. So during the fight, the ref actually said he's down, but Petr Yan does not speak English. Like, you know, maybe a little bit. So he wouldn't have heard that. And then the craziest part, though, is in the post-fight interview, they ask him, they're like, hey, Petr, did your corner tell you that you could throw the kick? And he denies it wholly, absolutely doesn't throw anyone under the bus. And poor guy loses his belt.
Tough. That is tough. Man, yeah, it was kind of a crazy sight to see. What's the next big fight on the horizon for UFC, Aaron?
Well, the Sterling Petr Yan fight is definitely going to happen again. And definitely this year. And I think everyone will be really excited to see that fight just because of, one, how it ended, and two, so now you don't often get to see, you know, title fights back-to-back like that. You know, hopefully Sterling will come back stronger. Hopefully Petr Yan will learn the rules of UFC. And it'll be fun to see.
All right. Thank you for that. Some bad dating advice?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, let's do it. Again, I do not say names if you write in, unless you specifically say that I can to use your name. So, and again, two ways to do this. You can hit me up, the J-Ro Show, the J-R-O Show on Instagram. But even better, TBP, not a game on Instagram. So this one comes to us from No Name. And No Name says, back in November, my girlfriend and I broke up after four mostly great years together. Excuse me. Since then, we have remained close and even went on vacation to San Diego together. In parentheses, we planned the trip prior to breaking up. I would hope so. Recently, however, she has started seeing someone. She said it's not too serious, but it's a good distraction. My question is, should I remain friends with my ex? We have a lot of mutual friends and all hang out in the same friend group. We didn't have a terrible breakup, so it seemed to me that we could naturally be friends still. Ever since she started talking to this new dude, I am starting to have doubts about remaining close. What should I do? Should I cut her off and be cold towards her? I think he meant, should I play it cool and keep hanging out like everything is good? I still have feelings for her and would rather have her in my life as a friend than nothing at all. Help me. Anyone want to take a stab at this? I feel like I always hog these. Let's go to Aaron, International Women's Day. Aaron.
Yeah. As someone who does not believe in being friends with your ex, I say cut her off. And I, you know, I get that, you know, you're in the same friend group and that might be a little bit hard, but if this is going to be really hard on you to see her with a new man, at least give yourself like 6 months, right? You were together for 4 years. You're going to need some time to get over her. You know, don't torture yourself. If you don't think you're going to get back together, just, you know, 6 months, don't make it weird. Just tell your friends, hey, you know, sometimes I'm going to not hang out when she's around. And, you know, your friends will understand. If they're good friends, they'll get it.
Agreed. I think far too often we lie to ourselves and we're like, yeah, I could be friends with them.
Yeah, which never works out at the end.
Yeah.
Very rare occasions. Like, at the same time, well, you said you still have feelings for the girl.
For
so
sure.
Yeah. Don't put yourself, you're just killing yourself and making it harder for you.
Exactly.
And not in the right way.
Yep.
Yeah. So, And y'all don't have kids together, so there's no need to, I mean, yeah, you have friends. Keep it cordial. You see her out, what up?
Yeah.
And keep it pushing. Hi. Yeah, be nice.
But don't need to go on vacations together anymore.
Yeah. That needs to end.
That needs to end immediately.
Yeah. Stop making plans with her. If you run into her, you run into her, but stop making plans with her, okay?
Especially taking trips.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, we don't need to do that. Yeah. No need for that.
You're not proving anything to anybody when you do that.
Exactly. Hey, Aaron, excellent as always. We will chat with you next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you later, guys.
All right, later, Aaron.
Longest time to balance a hula hoop on the head while swimming. 16 minutes, 13 seconds. Man.
That's impressive. I can't tell.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
All right. Foot and mouth, sir?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, cool. And now it's time we take a deep dive into the world of soccer with the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Is back.
Gareth Bale, my goodness, the Welshman.
Wow.
If you listened to the last episode of Foot and Mouth, I kind of talked a lot of crap on the Welsh in general, on Wales, just because it kind of sounds soft. And I'm still going to stick behind it because Welsh, it just sounds soft. But my goodness, Gareth Bale is doing y'all a service, keeping y'all in my mind. The Welsh are, because Gareth Bale is doing wonders, finally finding a home once again in Tottenham.
Finally.
My goodness, the dude...
Well overdue.
...has turned it on. That Tottenham team, when they are striking at complete all hands on deck, you have Harry Kane, Heung-Min Son, Lucas Moura, Dele Alli.
They got squad, man.
Gareth Bale. I mean, when they're all going on, firing on all cylinders, my goodness.
It's a hard team to beat.
They're a fun team to watch. They, mm-hmm. And hopefully this Gareth Bale we're going to see is not a flash in the pan Gareth Bale. Hopefully this is not a we're playing Crystal Palace Gareth Bale, so they're easy to run all over. Hopefully this is a Tottenham team that's really going to be making a little bit of a run because there's a lot of room to be making up. There's a lot of places that you can leap over. A lot of room is available at in the top four mm-hmm. if you want to get yourself into there. And Tottenham, you can get yourself in there. Everton had a terrible loss today. Oh, my Toffees.
No, they had a great loss.
My Toffees.
To my Chelsea Blues, baby. Let's go.
Oh, my Toffees. They had a terrible game. Oh, my goodness. It's pathetic on the refund.
2-0. Let's go.
So much to get into on that one. I won't dive into this too much of logistics because I was too much into it. Chelsea getting big 3 points, though. Big 3 points.
Huge.
Probably secures their spot in the top four with that win for sure.
Well, don't jinx us now.
I mean, they should. They should be in there. The way Thomas Tuchel is having that team going is spectacular.
10-0.
First manager to ever win his first five Premier League wins games at home without conceding a goal.
Mm-hmm. Crazy.
Fantastic.
Insane.
Their defense has been phenomenal. They finally have figured it out. I mean, you finally have a legitimate goalkeeper. Now you have a manager that's really getting everything together. And things are Chelsea, you have a
bright future.
Hopefully this is the year they figure it out. Yeah. And next year they come out swinging because they still have a lot of talent on there to not be winning the title, at least mm-hmm. vying for it. Now, the title, for the most part, we thought locked up. Man City, you pretty much had it. But no. Not saying it's over, but Man U came in there, wow. Came into the city, and my goodness, does Ole Gunnar Solskjaer have Pep Guardiola's number. My goodness, right? Does he. He is just taking City, and he might not be winning the league,
crazy,
but he is beating Man City, and that's an important win. That derby is an important one to win for Manchester. Manchester always wants to be red. They've been red. Mm-hmm. They don't want to see their noisy neighbors get any type of love whatsoever.
Never.
And Ole is doing, he's doing a job out there. 2-0, oh, yeah. They beat Manchester City in the city's homeland, in the Etihad. Mm-hmm. And it's... Whew. Have they lost it? I don't think they're going to lose it. They still have a 12-point gap over Manchester United. But Man U is definitely making them sweat a little bit. Making them say, hey, you've got to go. And that ends Man City's run of unbeaten games. 19 or 20 unbeaten games they
19,
had in a row.
Yeah,
I believe it was 19. They hadn't quite... They were looking for a record. But that came to a crashing end with Manchester United. My goodness... They know when to come up, they know when to play, and they can be a good squad. Don't get your hopes up too yet. You're not going to take the title.
No.
You're not taking it. I don't think you are.
If they get that, that'll be unreal.
It would be very unreal. It would be one of the great... I mean, 11 points you have, and you have 10 games to play.
Yeah.
Is it possible? Yes. Will it happen? Probably not. But the thing that's very shocking right now... Liverpool! My goodness!
Losing left and right.
Oh, my goodness. They are dropping points all around. They're sitting eighth right now. They are very rarely not about to make it into European competition next season. That is a huge loss for them right there.
Just saying
huge
that.
Huge for Liverpool not being able to get in. I'm a little worried about it. You Reds should be a little worried about it, too, because...
You're about to lose all your players next year if that happens.
You hope not. You hope that some of them stick around. But if you're not in European competition, that's
bye
a lot.
Bye-bye, Salah. Bye-bye,
Mane. Everybody wants to be in there. I mean, they need to fix something because, granted, they've been ravaged by injuries. Their back line is completely pieced together. They haven't been able to find a center-back combination this entire season with the likes of Van Dijk and Gomez. But it doesn't matter. The game still goes on. Mm-hmm. Don't care if you're injured. They're going to roll right over you, and that's what they've been doing lately, losing to West Brom. Was it West Brom I'm thinking of?
Or West Ham?
Fulham. They lost to Fulham.
Even worse. Yeah.
Fulham, even worse. A team that is, they needed those 3 points desperately to get themselves out of the relegation. They're still fighting there, but they're sitting on 18th, so they are the first team to get out of there if they can. Keep making up those points. Fantastic going on. Now, got to give a clap to De Klassiker! De Klassiker! Oh, my goodness. Dortmund, Bayern going at it. You had
great
early.
Game.
Haaland!
Awesome. Probably best game of the season.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah,
Haaland puts in two in the back of the net to give Dortmund a 2-1 lead going into halftime. But Lewandowski! Woohoo! The best number nine in the world right now comes through, gets a hat trick. 4-2, they take down Dortmund. Bayern, they were shell shaking on the Bundesliga 100%. Right now. RB Leipzig is breathing down their neck thoroughly.
Dortmund, not even in the top six, though. So tough place for them to be right now. If they don't get into the European competition, you can. I mean, they're already gone. They were losing that entire team. A financial. They're having a fire sale going on for all their players this coming summer transfer window. So look for Haaland to be on a big, big name market.
Mm-hmm.
Real Madrid in particular. That's the team he's probably going to.
Yeah.
So much happening in the footballing world, y'all.
You're good.
So much happening. Keep looking up. It's going to be happening. Champions League back tomorrow, Wednesday. You got Borussia Dortmund, Sevilla, and you've got Porto, Juventus, Juve down 1-2-1 on the first leg. They got that important away goal. So they just need to win 1-0 to go on to the next round. But this is a Juve team that looked terrible against mm-hmm. Porto. But they've been finally getting the ball in the back of the neck. Ronaldo doing what Ronaldo does. Cristiano, he's sex. Yep. So let's do it. Foot mouth, y'all. New podcast coming out this week, too. Thank you. Yes, Cristiano, sex.
Can I get an amen?
Thank you. Yes.
All right. staying on the topic of football, our man, our resident degenerate, has been on a real hot streak.
I'm on a heater. Let's go.
To me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rudy. Dan Rudy.
Rudy. Rudy. Rudy.
All right, I've been 4 out of 5. Let's go. Just listen to your boy. Let's make some money. Money loves me, and I love money. I got Juve rolling tomorrow with the win at -210. It's another 2-team parlays. I'm telling you, do 2-team parlays. They cash out. It's 2-1 odds. Juve tomorrow, -210. Link them up with the PSG Barcelona over at 3.5. I think it's going to be a shootout.
You think it's going? You think 4 goals is happening in that game?
I think it's
going to
be 4 or 5 goals.
Okay.
Wow.
I think PSG is going to win, but we're not betting on the game. We're betting on the goals.
On the goals. I like it. I like betting on the goals. Is always the most fun thing to do.
Of course.
The best thing in soccer is goals.
Oh yeah.
You know.
So Juve over PSG Barcelona.
I like it.
2-team parlay. Let's go get that money, boys. Let's go.
Let's get that money. All right, we have a few minutes and a bunch of topics to run down really, really quickly. Dak Prescott gets paid $160 million, correct?
Yeah, 4 years, 160, $66 million signing bonus, $126 million guaranteed.
Not bad for someone who snapped their leg in a gruesome fashion.
Didn't dude just have a compound fracture? Yeah. Actually, man. Wow. Yeah. Okay, good for you, man.
$126 million, guaranteed.
Good for you.
All right, so top 10 paid quarterbacks based on annual average salary. Patrick Mahomes, number 1. Dak Prescott, number 2. Deshaun Watson. Deshaun Watts out, huh?
What's that?
Okay.
Nice. That was good.
It's Watson, not Watson. Yeah, I got what you said.
You got me. At number 3, Russell Wilson. At number 4, and a real still at number 5, Jared Goff. Number 5.
Detroit.
Tied with Aaron Rodgers for $33.5 million every year. Kirk Cousins, number 7. Wow. Ugh. Carson Wentz, number 8.
Wow.
Yeah, I went there. Matty Ice. Number 9.
Matty Melting Ice.
And Ryan Tannehill rounds out your top 10 quarterbacks.
Tannehill's number 10? Huh.
Yeah. There are not that many good quarterbacks, I feel, based on that list.
Like top 3, you know. That's
yeah.
It.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, you got a couple young guys still on rookie deals, so that's why. Blake Griffin's on the Nets.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's kind of
not as unbelievable as the fact that he hasn't had a dunk in 2 years.
Has it really been that long?
Anyone at his height, with as many 150 more attempts or more, he is the only player in NBA history at his height to not have a dunk.
Way.
Yeah.
That's insane.
That was like his whole game was his dunking.
Now he wants to shoot threes, you know?
Yeah, and he misses.
I mean, I do like Blake, though. Blake's he's a fun character.
December 12, 2019 was the last time Blake Griffin had a dunk in an NBA basketball game.
Wow, okay. Wow, pathetic.
That's sad.
That is sad.
Ain't no scary about Drake.
All right, and finally... do we want to talk about...
I just want to say one thing, not about the one you had on there. Bryson DeChambeau has the stupidest hat in the game. Like, why do you wear that stupid cap? I'm sorry. What are you trying to do? Trying to clean my chimney right now?
Thank you.
My man. Just hit the baseball. I'm sorry, not baseball. Golf ball. And shut up.
Can I get an amen? All right, everybody. Fun show. Thank you for tuning in. We will be back next Monday. Make sure you go to KZFR.org and you pledge. Bunch of cool gifts for pledging. And again, it's a tax write-off, baby. We're out of here. It's been real. Peace.
Game over, man. It's game over.
Next up, the show. Here it is.
From deep inside your audio device of choice.
I'm undergoing self-isolation. It's the only way to be. Just for the lack of stimulation.